a perfect 10. 10 fingers, 10 toes. We think naturally in tens. The decimal system, outside the United States, the metric system. Decades, centuries, millennia, all are based on the number 10. When you get to be my age, you dread years ending in a zero, that is, multiples of 10. 10 is a significant number. This issue marks the end of 10 years of publication of Minutes with Messiah. Lord willing, there will be another 10 issues, or 10 years. Some of the subscribers and regular readers have been faithful for most of that 10 years, for which I thank you. Others have joined within that 10 years, and I also thank you. 10 years. Counting this issue, that is 359 articles, one of which is available only online, the article about what the Bible really says about divorce. Four of the articles have been by other writers, most are mine. In addition, there have been four songs published to date. For 7 of those 10 years, Minutes with Messiah has been available on the web. In addition to all the articles and songs, I have posted the answers to 809 Bible-related questions on the website and answered countless others that did not make it to the site or were duplicative. Minutes with Messiah has also presented 4 Promising Song Leader Awards. Where does Minutes with Messiah go from here? If the Lord gives us another 10 years, what can you expect? I can promise more of the same, articles for each of the major Jewish holidays, stories about the teacher from the Gospels, some more songs, certainly some more humor along the way. Beyond that, only God knows. 10 years ago, I had no thought of a website or of becoming an answer man. I had no way to know I would have subscribers and readers from all over the world. The future may include YouTube or something brand new. Or nothing, if God so wills it. You have been with me for all or part of 10 years. I welcome you to the ride into the future. And I would welcome your input as we finish 10 years of publication. By the way, since we are creatures of the number of 10, perhaps it is natural that the number 10 occurs about 142 times in Scripture. Most of the time it is a count of things, years, bulls, shekels, lepers, etc. Occasionally it has some prophetic or other significance. That is not to say that it has a special meaning. Some people claim 3 is the number of God and 7 is completeness. 10 has no obvious meaning like that. If anything, it means a number man can comprehend. Perhaps the most significant occurrence of the number is in the 10 commandments to the Jewish people. That is, there are 10 commandments, not that the number appears in those commandments. Why only 10 commandments? If there are 613 mitzvot, commands, 248 positive ones, and 365 negative ones, why single out these 10? Why not 11, or 15, or 20? Why not include circumcision as one of the 10, or not to afflict widows and orphans? Obviously, God does not tell us. Maybe he only got this far in his oral recitation of the list before the people yelled to stop, Exodus 20:18-19. Maybe he figured that even a child could count to 10, so this was a good number. Certainly he did not mean to imply that these were the only 10 really important commandments, and the rest were of less importance. The rabbis say he gave 7 laws to Noah, which are therefore binding on all non-Jews. Perhaps he felt an additional 3 would indicate that the Jewish people belong to God, if three is the number of God. The significant prophetic use of ten is found in Daniel and in the Revelation, Daniel 7 and Revelation 17. In both cases, the ten horns represent ten emperors of Rome. So even though it is a prophetic use of the number, it is actually a count rather than a special number. We are people controlled by the number 10. Here is thanks to you for 110, and a hope that we can begin another one next month.